Meet Alexa, the brains behind the all-new Amazon Echo. Alexa, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Alexa, tell me about yourself.
I'm designed around your voice to help you out, hands-free.
Alexa, what can you do?
I can tell you the weather, play music, set timers, check the surf report, order a pizza.
Alexa, I love you.
I like you as a friend.
Introducing Amazon Echo. Just ask.
Right now, guys, let's make welcome to the studio.
Introducing Red Rooster's new lamb range. Different for Red Rooster, delicious for you. Winner, winner.
Ruff's going to kick it round the corner. Plays on now. He loves it, Ruffy does. Hand in the air from the skipper.
Oh, how he would have nearly blown the front out of the trowel.
Well, Marty,
he does love his Hawks.
He does.
They got up by a point, and in he comes, Jared Ruffhead. Welcome to you, Ruffage.
G'day, boys.
Well done, Ruffy. Great game of footy. Great to watch anyway. I assume it was good to play in, but a good win in the end.
Yeah, exactly right. They're the ones that you love playing when you get the draw at the start of the year and you know you come up against a great opposition and a team that you respect a lot. And to get a win, I think going into the game, we're 1-8 on Easter Monday.
Yeah,
so,
you were.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Oh, the Kennett curse. We spoke to Jeffrey about that, and he said, well, it doesn't exist anymore, Bill. But then you were the match winner, of course, went down to you and the little kid from the Little League, who was still on the ground
Zach Guthrie,
and you just got rid of him about two or three times that last quarter and then kicked the winning point. What was the story there? Because you seemed to rushed it a little bit.
The set shot?
Yeah.
I had a couple of boys say, hurry up and make your decision, because obviously we didn't know how long was left within the game. So I'd like to think after playing 14 years that you'd have a bit of composure. But even still, when you get to moments like that, you still somehow rush them. But we got the win.
Because you didn't want to have the shot if the siren had went.
Well, looking back on it, what I should have done is just gone back, waited the 30 seconds, and then just kicked it like a normal drop punt. And you take all the other issues out of it, really.
Exactly right.
Put two goals, three. So if you kick straight, actually wouldn't have needed to kick a point.
Well, it's been the case for probably the 4 weeks that we've played. We haven't kicked straight, but the good thing is we're getting the shots on goal. So that shows that we're improving after what happened last year.
The games are always, spoke a bit to Nick Riewoldt about this yesterday, Ruff. When these two teams play, the games are always so open. And that's what amazes me, because modern footy's not about that. Modern footy, when you watch Richmond, for instance, storm into the granny last year, it was all about closing down space and crushing in and making sure no one's got any room to move. And yet I flicked it on and, what, 6-5 at quarter time or whatever, and it was just like ships in the night. Is there a reason for that?
No. Well, one thing that I think of is that, like, we've played each other nearly 30 times since I've been playing, but I know that's a while. But since 2008, I think we've played 25 times. So you've got an understanding of what each other does so well. And probably on the weekend, it was the first time that you look at both ends and think, gee, they're probably the most inexperienced back lines that we've both had coming up against each other over the past 10 years.
It's just unusual to watch the ball pinging around like that. You know, I mean, you watch the other teams and it's just one's got any room. And so it is great to watch. We all love it, and long may it last. But I don't know whether the two coaches set out with that in mind.
No, and endurance animals like myself don't really like when it's pinging like that as well.
Hey, did you get that feeling at the start of the game? You probably wouldn't have, because you would be a Hawthorn man. But for all the Geelong sport, when they all started in the middle, you know, Dangerfield and Gazza and Selwood?
Yeah. I'm a footy fan, so when you've literally got a Hall of Fame midfield, like in, you know, 10 years' time when they're all done and 5 years after they're retired, they'll all be first walk-up starts for Hall of Fame. So you've got an understanding of what you're looking at when you look in the middle and you just say, gee, that's pretty impressive.
And then they all touched it early and kicked the goal. It was fantastic, still couldn't win.
No, you've done some midfield, actual centre stoppage work in your time. Were you screaming out to someone to get back to Clarko and say, just let a bigger body in here and I'll bust a couple of these over?
No, because then every time I go in, Sal reckons he knows what's going on. So he just goes, rough on art's going to you, so I'm just going to try and bash the absolute crap out of you, pretty much. So it's like, righto, mate. That's, again, that's because we've played each other that many times. You go in, it's just like, oh, mate, here we go. It's like, yeah, but the same thing happens when I see you in there for 50 bounces
yeah,
a game.
Yeah, that's right. He's in there a lot. Hey, Ben McAvoy, love his work. Mm. Last year was very, very good, runner-up in the best and fairest. Yep. And he just continued on, the big fella, because honestly, you thought maybe a couple of years ago he might drop off, you know, the big dinosaurs, but he's been sensational.
Yeah, I agree. I think, as you said, he's second in the best and fairest last year. With Segler going down 18 months ago, he's kind of, you know, we've been probably limited a little bit in ruck stocks. So he's been super, and you can't fault his start to this year as well.
Well, now, James Sicily, we need to speak to you about.
Yeah.
Is his stated aim to annoy every single person in football before he finishes, or is he just going to wander through the odd one?
Nah, I think there's been enough said about the way he goes about things. I look at it and, you know, you love that kind of aggression, the way he goes about it. It's not too dissimilar to what Hodge and Lewis were like early days as well. Mm. So the thing now will just be to try and get it out of his game a lot sooner and earlier than what we probably did with Hodge and Louis.
It's still going
the
on.
The same bloke can play. Mate, that's coming in beautiful.
That's the thing. Like, he is not playing this weekend, and that probably, you know, Richmond would be happy that that's the case because he's arguably, you know, probably in our best two or three players to start off the year.
Yeah.
And intercept markers across halfback are liquid gold.
And kicks well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you'll miss him indeed. Hey, get your game face on. Become a Hawthorne member today. How many you got, Ruff? Do you know?
It'd be tick over 71,000.
71. Unbelievable. Visit membership.hawthornfc.com.au or call 1-300-HAWKS. All right. 71. They're going well. They're
going beautifully.
You know where you had them at the start of the year? Just go another two or three rungs up. They're a good side.
Oh, yeah. People who maybe aren't aware of the story.
Yes, Jim.
This man, Fanta Pants, turned up from bloody Leongatha or wherever the hell he came from.
Yeah, with a straw in his behind his
no
ear.
No one gave a stuff about him.
Yep.
Triple M single-handedly put him on the map.
I think they did.
And made him into a global superstar. Yeah. And to thank us for that,
what'd he do?
Bug it off to Gold FM or Mix or whatever the tip of a mob. Who'd you go to?
Well, I had to. I went and did an apprenticeship. I left when we were number one in breakfast ratings. So I'm now a free agent.
Are you?
Oh.
So now that's why we got you back.
Well, I'm just dipping my toes in everywhere and just seeing what. No, you know, free agent. It's like the best offer, isn't it?
No appreciation at all at the time, was there? No sort of sorry about that. I know all the work you've done.
Of all people, let's not get into conversations about loyalty and where we stand. And you know,
I am impregnable when it comes to that discussion. Hey, your president has now turned around and said he wants Dingley renamed Rioli.
Well, have a listen to this. We've got This was Monday on Triple M.
We are working on changing the name of the suburb of Dingley to Rioli.
Outstanding.
I've done a number of...
You're actually serious about this, aren't
you?
I've heard you mention this before.
Is this fair income?
Absolutely. And I've done a number of surveys out there. Overwhelming support.
Now, I don't know if he is fair income or not.
Dingley, he's called.
Dingley, yeah. Dingley. It's Dingley Village, I think it is, to Rioli.
No, well, there's the... that's where our new... Kennedy Centre will be, but I'm not too sure about this one.
No, I wouldn't be either.
Well, I would have thought there would have been a fair few names ahead of Rioli.
What would they be?
Well, the one wouldn't be Roughhead. You're not going to name. You're not going to name a suburb Roughhead, are you?
What about Mitchell? Oh no, there's already one, isn't there?
That's Mitchum, Bill.
Oh, right.
Oh, I tell you. He's in career worse, bro.
I'm on to it quick.
I'm not sure how we can
Mitchell,
turn him
Mitchum,
around.
Same thing, mate.
You're thinking the ACT, mate.
What about, you're in your dad. Congratulations,
yeah,
you're
thank
a daddy.
You very much. Thank
How's
you.
All that going with little Pippa?
It's been good. Yeah? It's been unreal. She was 6-7 weeks old yesterday.
Ooh.
Just starting to get some smiles and whatnot. Says has been a superstar.
They're good, aren't they, the girls?
They are.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, we often say, you know, and
what
sometimes
colour?
In jest, we often say, you know, that someone's batting out of their division or lucky to be, but never has it been truer than in this. Sarah is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, stunning.
Yep.
Yes.
And she's obviously got something wrong with her.
She's a country girl, is she, from Leongatha?
Next town, yep.
So you grew up together?
I was a little bit older, so she would have known of me.
when you brought her to Melbourne and she opened her eyes up a bit, at that point she had to sort of go, look, I've been with you this far, Jim, but I'm going to have to tip you out.
Jim, she'd done a gap year post school, so she'd seen the world.
Oh, really?
And then came back and
still
came back.
Still
look at that. That's how good, mate. That's what you're getting.
I can't believe it.
True.
I cannot believe
true.
It.
True.
She is so far too good for you, it doesn't matter. And you know that, don't you?
Do I have what do you want me to say?
Well, yes. Yes, that would be nice.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You're all the provider, Ruffy. Blokes don't get all the credence they should.
I beg your pardon?
Credence they should. Because.
Credit even, Bill?
Credit they
you
should.
Just go a bit shorter.
Because the blokes provide, they give them everything they want, don't you? They live in a nice house.
She's looking after my daughter. Yes, and yes. She's doing a super job. Yes. She can have whatever she wants.
Exactly.
So. I know where he lives too, because my young bloke was playing cricket.
In Rioli?
They used to train, not in Rioli. They used to train at the ground nearby. And I was just minding my own business with the other one, Bill, while the training was happening, and I got heckled from over the fence.
Oh.
What, by a red-headed bloke walking his dog.
Every other parent's, you know, giving throwdowns to their son while they've got the pads on, and here's Jim laying on the grass with thongs on.
Yeah, with looking at his phone.
I don't like to interfere. Because I'm intimidating.
You tell me how to poor kick coach, the footy sometimes.
The poor coach, like imagine me wandering in. Oh, so I just gave him some room.
Who's this skinny bloke? Wouldn't know who you are, Jim.
You should listen when I tell you how to kick too.
Yeah, see, here you go.
We were talking about the long lunch, which you were very, very welcome at, as was Louis.
Yeah.
And just Jason Dunstall's general demeanour during the course of that lunch. How would you assess it?
It was pretty honest.
Yeah, honest.
It was definitely honest.
What did he say to you, Ruff?
It was more Das that I was... I looked at and had a little bit of empathy for.
Yeah, he copped it. And Louis, he said, at one stage he said to Louis, how does it feel to spend your whole career getting a kick 35 metres out and not knowing if you're going to make the distance?
But then Louis decided to challenge him to a tennis match.
I know.
I reckon it was $5,000 on the line.
And Louis, what, you won't win a game,
no,
you reckon?
No.
Adamant.
No, they didn't play, did they?
Nah, no, Louis, I think, realised what he was getting himself in for.
Hey, what did you say to Zach Guffrey at the end of the game on Monday after you just made him look like a poor little schoolboy?
No. As I said before, both defences were probably the most inexperienced that we've had coming up against each other. And everyone will say, yes, I got caught on Guthrie. But if you had a look prior, he was on Poppy.
Yeah.
And Poppy, if I'm picking a team, he'd be nearly the first picked every week because of how...
Unselfish?
Correct. And what he does off the ball. And he would come past... You know, me 20 times a game to try and get mismatches, and we were lucky that the Geelong defender swapped a couple of times.
Hey, what about today? I think someone has said that overreaction about all the fanfare for Cyril Rioli, that people are going, commentators are going over the top. Kane Corns has come out and said, which, mate, I can't believe that, because just him being around, his pressure, his perceived pressure. It's just unbelievable, and his tap-ons and everything else. Yeah. You'd nearly be, if Poppy's first pick, Cyril's second, isn't he?
Yeah, well, as you said, the perceived pressure, you know, Junior's not a player that needs to get 30 touches to get best on ground. He can easily be best on ground with 10 touches.
Yeah.
And, you know, with him, Pioppolo, Bruce, Burgoyne, Impey down in the forward line, most defenders are going to sweat, aren't they?
Is Impey the quickest at the club now?
I don't know. We haven't had a race, but between Poppy, Cyril and Impey, it'd be interesting to see.
I want to know your impact on Ben Stratton, another one of my men, who's really embarrassing himself and his club at the moment with the way he's presenting. You have sported a horrible mullet in the past, but realised you needed to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So what are you saying to him as the captain?
Well, he thinks it's generational. Like he thinks every time, you know, I had mine in 07 and he thinks, well, you know, 11 years later, it's kind of back in. Yeah. Yeah. So
in vogue.
Between him, there was mine, then Texas.
Yep.
Now there's Strats and Hardwicks, I guess.
Yeah.
They're both trying to. And Strats thinks he's going to get through winter.
No.
He does.
Speaking of people whose partners are way too good. How the hell did that happen?
Sarah's bridesmaid.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, well, how good
Sarah
is she?
Sarah's brought. Is that where he met her?
He met her through us. Yeah.
She's magnificent, Bill.
Yeah.
And he isn't.
Oh, mate.
Well,
geez,
I don't know.
We're keen to just stick the boots into people.
Just on blokes that we can.
Oil painting Brayshaw
over here.
About time you called me by my real name. Hey, you're playing nicely. Your body's obviously good.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so. At
well, it hasn't always been, so it is now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. You know, there's I've had enough go on, so it's about time that we put a good string of pre-season and games together, so it's good.
Nice. Well, I like the look of what you're doing at Hawthorne. Very nice.
They're right, Jim. Yeah, they're a very good side. Yeah, no doubt. Don't worry about
so,
that.
So things are ticking along nicely. It's nice to have you back in the Triple M studios, Jared.
Thank you, boys. I'll take this free agent offer back to the... Yeah. People that need to see
that's it.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch.
Have a chat about your price. It might be back to golf.
Exactly. You with the one gets the ask.
Jared Ruffhead on the Rush Hour.